A recent study in mice, funded by the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, suggests that Alzheimer's disease may be triggered when adult neurons try to divide. The findings help researchers understand what goes wrong in the disease and may lead to new ways of treating it. The nerve cells affected by Alzheimer's often start to divide before they die. The new study shows that in animal models of Alzheimer's, this abnormal cell division starts long before amyloid plaques or other markers of the disease appear. Dr. Carl Harrop of Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland led this study. Dr. Dan Tagley, NINDS Program Director and spokesperson for this research, indicates that further research will be conducted to see if the anti-inflammatory drug ibuprofen can stop abnormal cell cycling in neurons and halt neurodegeneration.
There's been a number of studies that show that ibuprofen, or actually a class of compounds or drugs called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, can reduce the risk for Alzheimer's disease. So what Dr. Harrop is doing right now is actually looking at the effect of ibuprofen in terms of reducing the inflammation, and if reducing the inflammation can also have an effect in terms of stopping the cell cycle events that are happening in Alzheimer's.
You can read more about the study in the January 18th issue of the Journal of Neuroscience. There's more online at www.ninds.nih.gov. For the National Institutes of Health, I'm Matt Thornton in Bethesda, Maryland.